We have in the gospel today the account of the centurion who asked Jesus to heal his servant who is in dreadful suffering, about to die. And Jesus says, I'll come and cure him. And he says, no, you don't need to come to my house. I trust that you can cure him from where you are, because I'm in a similar situation in ordering people around, and they do it. And so our Lord says, this centurion has great faith, and ends the passage of this gospel saying that many will come from east and west and will recline in the kingdom of heaven, at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven, including this centurion, presumably. And so we see God's mercy stretching out to everyone, to the Gentiles as well as the Jews who accept Jesus and follow him. The mercy of God that stretches to all people. God wants all people to be saved and to find salvation. And, you know, in that sense, it's not hard to save our soul when we understand God's mercy, that he wants us all to be saved, and he holds out to us that promise of salvation. What do we need to do for that? What is the condition, really? Repentance. Repentance from our sin, but also trust in the mercy of God. Because we are sinners, we keep falling, and, you know, we disobey God, even though we don't want to at times. And so we can lose faith, we can get discouraged, but we have to always keep coming back to God's mercy, always trusting in God's mercy. And let the mercy of God really raise us up, lift us up, make us progress steadily despite trips and falls, make us progress steadily in holiness. So in our repentance, and that repentance was really the condition for our salvation, it has to be continual. Continual repentance, continual trust in God's mercy, continually picking ourselves up, and that really gives us hope and joy. Hope and joy in our progress, and we can slide and glide and even fly on the path to holiness with the mercy, the wave, the wind of God's mercy at our back. As a safety net, but it's also a push, it's a wind, it's a strength on our path to holiness. And we really need to use mercy in that sense. You know, we can use mercy, God's mercy, and presume on his mercy, and then just do what we want, think we're going to get to heaven. Of course we can't, but if we take advantage of God's mercy in the positive sense, in the right true sense, then we can progress in holiness and virtue and love for God and thankfulness to God for his love and mercy. This is really the teachings of Saint Therese. Saint Therese, you know, she had one of the sisters said, even touching on the mercy of God, it touches on purgatory too. One of the sisters says, I know I'm going to go to purgatory because I'm not perfect. And Saint Therese said, you know, you really insult God when you say that, as if God wants you to go to purgatory. And she was really enlightenment in that teaching, that we don't even have to go to purgatory if we trust in God's mercy and we strive for that holiness and that continual repentance. We can even hope that we don't have to go to purgatory, and that is a very great encouragement to us, a very great hope. And again, that's another encouragement, incentive to grow in holiness and to grow in love for God and to advance always in perfection for the love of God. And part of her spirituality, of course, part of the Christian spirituality, is the cross, carrying the cross, accepting the crosses that God sends us. And, you know, for our sanctification, in amends for our sins, to show our love for God, but also in a big way for our neighbor. Because this is the crosses that shed graces to our neighbor for their salvation, for their repentance. So our crosses, you know, very much we need to use them to help our neighbor, to help the world, to lift up the world with the crosses and sufferings that we carry joyfully for love of them and for love of God.